The U.S. government is moving forward on a new spy case. This one involves charges against a specialist in Cuban intelligence. Ana Belén Montes, an analyst with the Defense Intelligence Agency, was arrested on the 21st of September, held without bail. Today there was a hearing in federal court here in Washington. Rafael Lorente is covering this story for the South Florida Sun-Sentinel. Mr. Lorente, what happened in court today?
Well, she actually got new lawyers. She got rid of the public defender, and her new lawyer is Preston Burton, one of Plato Cacheras's co-counsels. The Cacheras firm defended Monica Lewinsky. They defended FBI counterintelligence agent Robert Hansen, and they also got a 30-day extension, giving the government more time to either indict or do something with this case.
Could there be a plea bargain here? The charge w could result in the death penalty.
Right, and that's typically what's happened with these spy cases. That would be a good speculation at this point that they're going to take these 30 days to try and work out a deal of some sort and avoid the death penalty, but obviously no one's talking about that at this point.
Now tell us what the government's case is here against Ms. Montes.
They've been trailing her since May. My sources tell me she was identified by one of the spies in a Miami spy case of a few months ago where several Cuban spies were tried down there, and they got a search warrant to search her home when she wasn't there. They made copies of her computer hard drive. They found messages from the Cuban government, and basically she apparently gave up at least one American agent who was going to Cuba, and she also gave them information on American military exercises. How much else she may have given them is unclear, but she had very, very high clearance, so she could have given them just about anything we knew about the Cuban military.
Of course, all these would be allegations at this point.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, how much would she have known is in just in terms of what she knows about Cuba? What's been her job?
She has been the senior defense analyst for Cuba matters. She would have information on just about anything on the Cuban defense operation, on probably some of the governments around there, and certainly she has clearance in the United States, so she could have very well given them American military exercise information. They allege she gave up one of our agents. She could have given up more than one agent, and she had access to CIA and other reports, so she was very high up there.
Tell us, please, what is known about Ana Montes, 44 years old, single, lives here in the District of Columbia.
She lived by herself. She drove a rather modest Toyota Echo, lived in an apartment in Northwest Washington. I spoke to someone who knew her today, who worked at the Defense Intelligence Agency with her, who said while she didn't dispute that Montes might have been a spy, she said she was kind of shocked. She was kind of a quiet, reticent woman. She didn't appear to have any outward political reasons to do this. There certainly didn't seem to be any money reasons to do it. She seemed to be financially okay on her own.
She is not Cuban.
She's apparently not Cuban. Her parents, I think, are both Puerto Ricans. She was born in a U.S. military base in Germany. Her father was an army psychologist.
And she had traveled extensively to Cuba, do you think?
Yes, at least twice, and I've my understanding is maybe more. One time on a CIA-sponsored trip, she wrote a paper that's actually become rather influential in sort of Cuba analyst circles, detailing how the Cuban military has adopted Western economic management practices, basically, much like the Chinese military has done, for example, as a way to cope with financial problems that they've had since the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Mr. Lorente, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Rafael Lorente, a reporter for the South Florida Sun Sentinel newspaper.